I'm Jean Fritz, and the story I am about to read to you is called Who's That Stepping on Plymouth Rock? The illustrations are by J.B. Handelsman. On the bay that would later become the harbor front of Plymouth, Massachusetts, there was one large rock, and only one rock. When the tide came in, the rock was slapped by waves. When the tide went out, the rock sat high and lonely on the beach. Sometimes seagulls landed on the rock, folded their wings, and stared at the empty sea. Sometimes Indians came to the rock. Perhaps they cleaned their fish on it. Perhaps not. The rock didn't say. Then along came 1620. And on the 22nd day of December, along came the Mayflower, with 104 pilgrims looking for a place to land. They weren't called pilgrims then. For a long time, they were known simply as the first comers. Anyway, there they were coming ashore, and there on the shore was the rock. But if they got together, no one made a record of it. The first comers didn't scratch their initials on the rock. They didn't put up a marker that said, "We stepped here." Not one of the 104 ever wrote down a word about the rock. Of course, they may have been too busy trying to keep alive. For the next 121 years, the rock sat silent on the harbor front, not doing a thing to make history.